Hanan Ashrawi is a Palestinian Christian politician and a civic activist. Here she's being interviewed by the BBC.
I wonder if you do have to acknowledge the barbarity, the brutality of the attack on Israelis in southern Israel by Hamas before this can move forwards.
Oh, God. I mean, I can't believe I'm hearing the same thing over and over again. This is a preoccupation with the Western media because something happened to Israel for the first time in its history. Everybody's up in arms, and its victims have to condemn themselves. Israel has been doing this to us for decades. Piecemeal, day in, day out, people killed, homes demolished. Huh? And we're telling you how many Palestinians have been killed by a brutal Israeli occupation. Total siege in Gaza, total destruction and land theft in the West Bank. Nobody brings Hamas spokespeople, Israeli spokespeople, and say, "Do you condemn this? Isn't this brutal? Isn't this genocide? Isn't this?" No. But the moment people under siege, look at Gaza. It's an area where people haven't had a day of normal life. And then when they lash out, when they break out, immediately all sorts of horrific labels are used
Were the
to brand
Israeli
them.
citizens
The
legitimate
problem is
targets?
using, as I said, this logic,
Are
using
you,
this logic.
I just want to be
We
clear,
can
I just want to be clear, are you saying that the Israeli citizens were legitimate targets?
No, I don't believe in civilians being legitimate targets at all. At all. In the same way as we are not legitimate targets of Israel, our homes, our lands are not at its disposal. Our freedom, our rights have been denied. No, don't put words in my mouth.
Okay.
Never. Civilians are never legitimate targets. But what I'm talking about is the double standard.
Okay.
Israel is an occupying power. This has to be acknowledged. Israel has been torturing the Palestinians since 1947. It is time this stops.
And that was Palestinian politician Hanan Ashrawi.